Complaints filed through the Workers' Rights Consortium say when Hermosa Manufacturing closed, 260 employees were dismissed without receiving $285,000 in back pay or severance packages, and nearly 60 unionized workers were blacklisted, keeping them from finding jobs at a neighboring plant. Currently, the UW-Madison's contract with Adidas, which generates more than $1 million annually, lasts through 2011. Lamar Billups assists the UW Chancellor's Office in Community Relations. He says the university's Labor Licensing Policy Committee has recommended terminating its contract with Adidas immediately. Billups says it's not that easy.
We have to notify them of a breach. We have to give them a chance to respond. And then we make a determination whether we accept their responses or not. So before we get to that point, we're going to do a little more investigation. The chancellor will have a summit with the CEO and their senior leadership team at Adidas. Then we'll make a decision about whether we want to exercise our rights under the contract.
A representative of the UW Chancellor's office is scheduled to visit El Salvador next month to see former Hermosa workers and other apparel factories licensed by Adidas. Billups says all licensees making products for the UW system are required to observe a code of conduct that protects workers. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.